This goes to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvapalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I. Fax 866-419-3504. Regarding Roland, it's R-O-L-I-N-D, Edgecomb, E-D-G-E-C-O-M-B. Date of birth is February 5th, 1947. Dear Dr. Sarvapalli, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit with Mr. Edgecomb with proteinuria and membranous nephropathy. His last visit was May 15th. He had had elevated levels of proteinuria in April after he had been ill with pneumonia. We repeated the 24-hour urine in May, and creatinine had remained normal at 0.8, and the 24-hour protein level had decreased from 1.65 down to 0.47. So not gross proteinuria, not nephrotic syndrome, but improved. And he has repeated labs on September 27th and is here today for his lab results. He's been feeling well. He does complain of ongoing joint pain. He does have chronic edema in the lower extremities, and he does limit his salt intake and tries to elevate his legs while he's sitting. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. He has adequate urine output too, usually greater than 2 liters in 24 hours, and no chest pain, palpitations, no cough, wheezing, or dyspnea. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Losartan 50 milligram daily, as well as Diazide 25, one daily. He takes potassium chloride 20 milliequivalent daily total, Lipitor, Tylenol, and Norco as needed for severe pain. Physical exam, his weight is 307 pounds. This is stable. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 112 over 54. Pulse is 69. Oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites. Extremities, he has 1+ edema of both lower extremities from ankles up to knees. And the left is slightly greater than the right. Labs, the most recent lab studies were done September 27th, 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1 with estimated GFR greater than 60. Albumin 3.7, calcium is 9.5, sodium 135, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 25, phosphorus 2.3, intact parathyroid hormone 84.5, hemoglobin is 14.2 with a normal white count and normal platelets, and the 24-hour urine for protein is stable at 0.53. Assessment and plan, one, proteinuria with stable 24-hour levels, non-nephrotic range, two, history of membranous nephropathy, three, hypertension is well controlled. The patient will continue to have lab studies with a 24-hour urine for protein every 6 months, and he will have a follow-up study with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.